4 years to be profitable. And that's the previous pipeline that the Canadian people were forced to buy by a Liberal government. And now Mark Carney is saying that he's, you know, offering his full-throated support for another oil pipeline. I mean, the only way that we can actually profit from that oil pipeline is if we absolutely abandon the fight against climate change, because we would need there to be a world where demand for oil and gas continues to uptick for decades into the future to actually make money off of this pipeline. So it makes no economic sense. And obviously, it is a horrific plan for the climate crisis. In Canada, our oil and gas sector is our largest source of greenhouse gas emissions. And Mark Carney is selling the snake oil solution of carbon capture and storage to go alongside the oil and gas pipeline. But he's offering a tax credit for oil companies that use that captured carbon to actually inject it into depleted oil wells, fracking out more oil that otherwise would not be able to be accessed by those companies. So they get a tax credit for that.
Rachel Gilmore, thank you so much for being with us. Independent journalist in Canada, creator of Bubble Pop Media. I'll be in Martha's Vineyard July 31st for the screening of Steal the Story, Please. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Hey, I'm Harper K. Smith, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
We couldn't have done it without you. Pledge-O-Rama 2026 is wrapped up, and once again, you showed up for UMFM in a big way. What you gave this week goes straight back into the station, into new ideas, important upgrades, and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. So thank you for supporting UMFM.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Wilers. I am Kyler, but I seem to be lacking my co-host Tyler, so that means, of course, they will be running my little old Wyler Report, the individual show that I run when Tyler's not in the booth, as you would say, to do these things with me, because it's a collaborative effort, that is. But anyways, today we're talking about something very near and dear to a lot of people. Let me ask you this. Actually, let me tell you this. Let me, Kyler, tell you this. A wise man once said, "What is art?" And I'm not that wise man, but what I am is some interpreter of my own thoughts. And with that, I thought more about it. What is art? And I realized that it's just something that moves you. It's a story, it's an emotion, it's the physical manifestation, or the audio-visual representation of art, or a feeling. And that's pretty cool. That's why it's subjective. That's why it could be whatever you want it to be. But enough of my rambling. Today, I have art in art for you. I have poetry in music. So today's episode, we'll be looking at songs that involve poetry, have poetry in the lyrics, not poetic lyrics per se, but poetic poetry in their music. So we're going to start with one of my recent favorites, somebody I have a vinyl of, Gil Scott-Heron's Gun. Let's take a listen.
Brother man nowadays living in the ghetto, where the danger's sure not real. Well, when he's out late at night, if he's got his head on right, well,
I lay you 9 to 5. He's walking with steel. Brother man say he's fed a gangster, messing with people just for fun. And he don't want to be next. He got a family to protect. So just last week he bought himself a gun. Everybody got a pistol. Everybody got a 45. And the philosophy seemed to be, at least as near as I can see, when the other folks give up theirs, I give up mine. This is a violent civilization. If civilization's where I am, every channel that I stop on got a different kind of cop on it. By the man's for Uncle Sam, but Saturday night just ain't that special. Yeah, I got the Constitution on the run. Cause even though we got the right to defend our home, defend our land, got to understand to get it in hand about the gun. Everybody got a pistol. Everybody got a 45. Philosophy seem to be, at least as near as I can see, when other folks give up or give up or give up, I give up, I give up.
Of course, that was Gil Scott-Heron's Gun. Fantastic track. I wanted to read you a little excerpt here about Gil Scott-Heron in case you're infamiliar with the guy. He was an originator of and a protege. I guess he was pre-rap, but he was the basis of rap. And he was considered a street poet, talking about political and activism-like things. And really, he's got some great music, so if you can, I recommend you go listen to him. So, anyways, we're going to move into Hard Times by Baby Hugh. It's another great track, and really, it's not that hard to miss the poetic lyrics in it, based on actual poetry, so take a good old listen.
Afraid they'll hurt my pride, so I play the part I feel they want me.
That was Hard Times, which really reminds me, to all you wrestling fans out there, of the Dusty Rhodes promo, Hard Time. They kind of share similar themes. So if you can, take a listen to that promo as well. It's a very interesting one. Coming up next, we have Golden Slumbers by the Beatles. Little underground band, of course. But nevertheless, in Golden Slumbers by the Beatles, this famous track, it was actually directly adapted from a 17th century poem, Cradle Song, by English dramatist Thomas Dekker. So let's take a listen.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way get back home, sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. We'll sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. I will sing a lullaby.
But I can't. I suck at singing lullabies. But I can play you a backing track. Here, take a listen. Beautiful. Love that one. I can't actually hear it. Anyways, we have Annabel Lee coming up by Tiger Army. And fun little fact about that one is this is a rockabilly. That's right, I said it. Rockabilly band adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's haunting classic poem of the same name. So let's take a listen.
Got a piece of my heart that is right from the start.
Folks, you're listening to UMFM 101.5. This is your weekly Weiler's Weiler Report. And I got a question. Actually, I have something for you to reflect on. You ever, you know, you watch a movie, you listen to a song, you meet a new person, and then that perspective, that kind of idea, it kind of infiltrates your day-to-day life. You start kind of, you know, really using it, or it kind of becomes part of your personality. You just kind of take it. Well, I can totally see how that would be the case for this upcoming band, because Neil Peart of Rush was actually a prolific reader of poems and often used them in his own art. So, of course, we have to play two Rush songs for you. I'm going to play them back to back. But the ones that are coming to mind and coming to your radio ears are Resist and Out of the Cradle. Let's take a listen.
Without ever winning, but never ever win. Win without a fight.
I can learn to close my eyes, do anything but I
All right, and those were, of course, Resist and Out of the Cradle by Rush. Amazing Canadian band, legends of course, the music genre. But anyways, we're going to move on to our next song here. And well, the next song doesn't have poetry in it. Just bear with me, because I would say the source material that it comes from can double as long-form poetry. This is, of course, War by Bob Marley and the Wailers. And that's, of course, a famous adaptation to music of the 1963 speech given by the Ethiopian emperor to the United Nations. The lyrics demand the end of racial superiority, systematic inequality, and basic human right violations. It stands as a powerful message and a very poignant one of peace and justice. Let's take a listen.
And until
I mean, you can't argue with that. I think he's right here. He's so right. And the more I listen to Bob Marley, the more I start to really like him. But anyways, I have to admit something. I have to admit I played a little bit of a funny on you, because that was not just the song War by Bob Marley. That was War and No More Troubles combined. So, you're welcome. If you want to say that. But anyways, let's roll into our next actual song here. We have If by Joni Mitchell. And of course, If by Joni Mitchell is based on the poem If by Rudyard Kipling, which is widely considered to be some of the world's most successful poetry, having been translated into 27 languages and having been voted the nation's favorite poem in 1995 by BBC listeners. Joni Mitchell adapted the poem into a song, naming it the same but changing that last verse. She told a magazine in 2008 that after 10 years of a creative slump, once returning back to British Columbia, her home, of course, she felt the most grateful and inspired she'd felt in a long time. So let's take a listen, and hopefully it'll do the same for you.
Torn apart and broken down. seconds worth of wonder and delight. And the earth is yours, and everything that's in it. But more than
welcome back. That was If by Joni Mitchell. And rolling into our next track here, we have a really good one, actually. This is The Man Who Sold the World by David Bowie. And of course, this classic Bowie track is about a man who no longer recognizes himself. For years, we know Bowie struggled with his identity, often creating characters to perform behind, like his alter ego, Ziggy Stardust. On the cover of the album, in which the song appears on, Bowie's dressed in a dress. Although the most of the song was written by Bowie, some of the lyrics are based on a poem by Hugh Mearns, the Psycho. And you'll hear it later. It goes, "As I was going up the stairs, I met a man who was not there. He wasn't there again today. I wish that man would go away." These lines are weaved into Bowie's overarching theme of grappling with that identity in a poetic fashion. Because, of course, if you're going to put poetry in your music, it's going to be poetic. I guess it comes with the theme. But I'm not actually going to play that for you today. At least that version. Because you know what's more poetic than poetry? Poetry with a story. So I have, for you all today, Kurt Cobain's version. Because not only are the lyrics poetic to Bowie, they also are poetic to Kurt, because it was one of his last live performances when he put this song into the world. Let's take a listen. Thank you.
was a David Bowie song.
I think we know that, Kurt. Thanks, though. I'll take it from here. Folks, backing track time in 3, 2, 1. Check that out. Check that out. Anyways, we're going to be moving into the end sequence, as you will, of today's episodes. And I know, it's sad, it's almost makes you want to cry. But don't cry, because these next sounds are awesome, man. I love them. So don't cry yet, at least not yet. Folks, let me ask you something. What is so poetic about today? Of course, besides the poetry. It's that we are ending today with the same artist we started with. I have 2 Gil Scott-Heron tracks for you today. And if there's anything to take away from today, it's that he rocks, poetry's pretty great, and make sure to read some when you have the time, because it might change your life. Or maybe it won't. This is an exam prep. You can take whatever you want from it. But anyways, let's take a listen to these next 2 tracks. We have Fastlane by Gil Scott-Heron, and then, of course, I'll Think I'll Call It Morning by Gil Scott-Heron. Take a listen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take myself a piece of sunshine and paint it all over my sky, yeah. Be no rain. Be no rain. I'm gonna take the song from every bird and make them sing it just for me, yeah. Something to teach us all about being free, yeah. Be no rain. Be no rain. And I think I'll call it morning from now on. Why should I survive on sadness and tell myself I've got to be alone? Why should I subscribe to this world's madness, knowing that I've got to live on? Take myself a piece of sunshine and paint it all over my sky, yeah. Be no rain. Be no rain. I'm gonna take the song. People with plastic minds are on their way to plastic homes.
your troubles away. They wash your troubles away. They wash your troubles away. Your troubles, your troubles, your troubles, your troubles away. Yeah, they wash your troubles away. They wash your troubles away. Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Backing track is a go.
Gotta love it.
Folks, we're ending today. This is all she wrote. But there's still more to be wrote because we're here every Monday at 1 p.m. This is your weekly Wilers, your Wiler Report. This is Kyler, also known as K, or the K Train. I don't know what that means, but I just made it up now. But right on. If it means something that's crazy, I didn't mean it. But if it doesn't, right on. Anyways, folks, keep on wiling in that free world. And of course,
peace.
In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including, oh, donuts? We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, and weekends from noon until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Hey, this is Ariana and the Rose, and you're listening to CJUM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.